It's movie time with Kevin Stein. When you hear the fanfare, you know it's time for Movie Time with Kevin Stein. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you.
I know, even though you gave a spoiler to us last week, I decided that I would have you back on the air.
Yeah, I lost a little bit of sleep over that one. About 45 seconds, I think.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
I know, that's one thing that I always try to pride myself on, is not giving away spoilers.
That was not cool, and for my first time on air, that was a terrible thing to do. I'm surprised I'm back, but I'll be better.
But it wasn't as bad as Rosie O'Donnell, like, blowing the ending of The Sixth Sense when it first came out.
Oh,
that was bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
Bad. Yeah, so.
So happy International Whatever It Is Day.
Yarr, it'd be International Talk Like a Pirate Day, me matey.
Yeah, I went into class, I'm like, Angie's talking about how it's Pirate Day or something. Did anybody know about that? And about two-thirds of them were like, oh, yeah, we know all about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the paper.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's because I was like, Dana Bell, who's the accent editor this semester, I was like, Dana, you got to represent the pirateness September 19th every year. And I even wore my Pirates of the Caribbean
Johnny
shirt.
I know, you look
shirt.
Snazzy.
Hey, thanks.
And you have that poster I gave you, too.
Yes, in Russian.
Yeah.
Mm, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Pirates
okay,
of the Caribbean
a little bit
here.
Not,
okay.
Not my main area, but
okay,
I'm willing to run with this.
I love the movie, as most of the rest of the world does, but not everybody. Apparently, you're one who does not. Tell me what your problem is.
I like some of the subtle nuances of Johnny Depp. I mean, who doesn't like Johnny Depp? But that 45-minute sword fight scene at the end just really was not compelling film for me.
When they're escaping sword
fights?
No,
they're on the ship, and they're fighting those ghost guys. You know, there's no suspense there because, you know, they don't bleed. They don't die. I don't know.
But
they're supernatural.
They're not supposed to die. They're already dead.
I know, but how fun is it to watch ghosts sword fighting when there's no violence, there's no blood? I mean,
it's a Disney movie, Kevin.
Well, I guess Disney's shifting back to their family focus. They didn't used to do that, and I thought they were coming out with some good movies for a while, but now they're back to the Shaggy Dog. You know, flubber days.
I did watch Shaggy Dog, the remake, mostly just because Robert Downey Jr. was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Because me and Tim Allen don't necessarily see eye to
eye. I didn't actually see that one.
It was okay. It was not nearly as good as the Fred McMurray status.
Oh, that one's a classic.
Because he's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about not amazing movies here. Because there's plenty of bad ones out there. Some we can agree on, some we can disagree on, but there are some that I'm sure we can just agree that are just terrible.
Okay.
Give me one of the worst movies you've ever seen.
I've got one. One of the worst movies I've ever seen is definitely, I'm going to go with Batman and Robin on this one.
Okay, why? Tell me why.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's performance, for one thing.
And he's the governor
now. Let me give you a couple of lines, my favorites. Let's kick some ice was one of my favorites. And then the other one is, you're not sending me to Zikula. That was my other favorite
That's
one.
That's a good impersonation.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. I mean.
Yeah.
The other thing is it was written by Akiva Goldsman, who wrote movies like Beautiful Mind, Cinderella Man.
Oh, that are amazing.
I don't know what happened. I mean, writer's block or something.
Well, maybe it's because those other movies are like real true stories. And so he was just having some problems with the fiction areas.
I don't know what, but
I don't know
for
either.
Some reason that movie was a huge disappointment.
Mm.
What's one that you...
Okay, I've put some thought into this. Basically, just as a general rule of thumb, anything by Eli Roth. I hate him because he's not scary. He's just gross for the shock value.
He's the torture porn guy,
right? Yeah, and it's not even like artistic gross like Kill Bill or something, because that I'm totally fine with. But no, it's just like extreme grossness for the shock value just to horrify people.
Right.
Yeah, so based on that, the first Eli Roth movie that I saw, and I was like, I will never watch one by him again, Cabin Fever.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It's okay. It's one of the worst movies ever. Like, I thought the premise was cool because it's like flesh-eating virus and good-looking teenagers up in the woods together, you know? And
is that
so,
a selling point for you normally? I mean...
Well, I was at that age when it came out.
I guess.
I don't know. I enjoy a good scary movie, but it has to be scary and not just gross.
Right, and some scary movies don't even need excessive violence to be suspenseful.
I mean, like The Others, for instance.
Yeah.
That's good and suspenseful.
Anything with M. Night Shyamalan before he got to his second movie and beyond. Oh, I like Signs, though, but But you know what I mean? Like, yes. Implied suspense.
Okay. Yes, not yes. Gore. I can go with that.
Did
yeah.
you see the Grindhouse films with the
I did,
trailers?
With the fake trailers? See, no, some
he
of
those
trailers.
Of those.
Oh, I know. And I averted my eyes from the screen. It was terrible. For Thanksgiving,
yeah.
some
oh,
parts,
yeah.
the first part, I was like, oh, what a funny concept. And then I was like, oh, cheerleader, look
at
it.
You sounded almost like Santa Claus when you did that. Ho, ho, ho. Funny
but
concept.
No, it's Thanksgiving. Maybe I should have gobbled instead.
I know. I mean, you had your holidays mixed up there.
I know. Maybe it was a little
but
dyslexic.
But I'm with
of me.
You on the torture thing. I mean, I'm desensitized to violence, but when it's just for shock
being
value.
Being gross.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm not into that.
Yeah. Okay, so what else are you not into?
I'm definitely going to make some people mad, but I think one of my worst 10 movies ever would be Gone with the Wind. And some
what?
People put that on the...
Just because it's long
and I'm
or
not
just because
I'm
it's
the
South? I'm
not just saying that to make people mad, though. Oh, yeah, I have a thing against the South.
Well,
absolutely.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, no, no. No, I'm actually pro-slavery and pro... no, I'm just
Kevin!
Kidding. Whatever. No, I'll tell you exactly what bothers me about
okay.
it. I think there was a time when movies, when actors were moving from stage to screen,
uh-huh.
and they were sort of filming these stage actors, and they didn't really know that the camera would pick up the small little emotion, like when actors and actresses would emote. So
you think emotions are bad?
I think they're way over emoting. Like, it just drives me crazy, the
okay.
overacting in it.
It's almost vaudevillian.
Yeah, I can't stand okay. it. It drives me crazy. And
okay.
apparently, reviewers love it because on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 97% good.
Wow.
But if you go to IMDb, it's only at an 8, which...
8 out of 10?
Which is not bad, but it shows that the lay audience is a little colder to this movie than the critics. Which is higher than the 3 I would give it, but I don't know, or the 2.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one that's just all around bad for critics and the layman. Bats with Lou Diamond Phillips.
I actually saw that.
I watched it on TV and felt ripped off because I would never get those 2 hours of my life back.
Yeah.
I wanted the TV station. I think it was like TNT or something. I don't even remember.
Why didn't you turn it off?
I wanted them to give me my... It was like a train wreck. It was so bad, I couldn't look away.
Yeah, but there are bad movies that are fun, and there are bad movies that are just torture to watch.
Yes, that's yeah. true. Like, some of the Lifetime Movie Network movies, I absolutely love. Like, My Stepson, My Lover. That one was funny. It had Terry O'Quinn in it.
I never saw that, but...
Yeah, no, that's okay.
And
but
I won't,
it was so bad,
you.
It was good. But then there were other ones that were just... bad, and I, like, turned it off. Like, there was Trapped in Paradise, which
oh,
I watched.
Yeah. I like that one.
But that... Well,
it's a terrible movie.
It's really terrible.
But it's watchable, though.
But I watched it because T-Bag from Prison Break is in it.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and he was more suave in this one, but he's still just skeezy and creepy, and he freaks me out. So, yeah.
Well, I doubt he could play a character that's not that way, so...
That's true.
He just has a
it's
persona
just,
about him.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was asking Dr. Grady in our department about this. He said Plan 9 from Outer Space, but I actually find that, like, wildly entertaining for some reason.
Oh, yeah. That's so bad, it's good.
And then he says, you have to be careful of the criteria that you use, too, because there are bad movies made by film students every day.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be sort of an expectation that it will be good, like credible actors, a good director,
mm-hmm.
and they somehow go awry. You know?
Awry, that's a good word, by the way. Okay, so let's do our little Ebert and Roper thing real quick. I know that we've each seen a couple of movies the past week. What is something that you would or would not recommend right now?
Oh, jeez.
One movie.
You go first. I'm not sure.
Okay.
See, you don't know either. You
no,
were stalling. You were.
I know.
I caught
you. I was trying
you.
To pawn it off on you.
You were, and I was like, I don't know.
Like
I haven't seen anything recently.
Okay, well, let's just say one's not to see then, because you and I each saw a movie, and we didn't particularly care for them so much.
Okay.
Yeah, because you said
did
you
we talk about one that I didn't like that
you
much?
Saw Righteous
oh,
Kill.
Oh, that's right, Righteous Kill.
See, it was so not as
See,
good as you wanted. You didn't
and
even
was
remember.
It was just last week. I don't even remember it.
Yeah, it wasn't even a full week ago.
Something
I don't
about
think.
Seeing Robert De Niro in bed with the younger woman, and he's like so old.
That's kind
and,
of creepy.
And the camera work was all weird. Like they kept showing shots of him from the neck above, like they're afraid to show what he really looks like as an older Robert De Niro. But the main problem with this is totally formula. No original story, relying on two greats to elevate it.
Gotcha.
That's my quick summary of why I didn't like the movie.
Okay, and my quick summary, I saw Burn After Reading, and I love the Coen brothers.
You
like,
said
no
you
country
liked
from
it a lot, though.
Well,
you're changing your mind.
I thought about
my
it
mom
for
does
over
this
the past
a lot,
week.
Too.
Well,
she forgets.
You're saying that I'm like your mom? I like your mom, though. She's nice.
No, I love my mom, but she'll see a movie and she'll be like, that was really good. And then like a week later, be like, oh, I hated that.
Well, I didn't hate it. I'm just saying that the parts that I didn't care for the first time around became more pronounced over the week. And I was like, maybe that wasn't as good as I thought. And plus, too, part of what I was thinking about, there was a couple in front of us who had probably like 10-year-old boy sitting in front of us. And I am like feeling bad about seeing the movie on his behalf because there's some scandalous parts in it, and like it was a little bit funny, shock value scandalous, but then I was just like 10-year-old boy shouldn't be seeing this, and he's like, mommy, what's that, mommy? And I'm like, oh heavens, you're gonna talk about the birds and the bees on the way home. But yeah, so
I hate that you're really touching on something that's a big pet peeve of mine when parents take their kids to these movies. I mean, I went to see Apocalypto, which is a really violent movie.
Yeah,
and there were little kids in there, and one of them's like, mommy, you know, and she like doesn't even cover his eyes, doesn't take him out. It's just, if you're a parent out there and you're doing this, you're sick. That's all I have to say.
I second that motion. Okay.
I hate to be too aggressive in my commentary, but
it's true. The ratings are there. Not that they're perfect ratings, but they're there for a reason, in my opinion. Even though you're an adult there with the child still needs the maturity.
I know.
Level.
And maybe you're a little flexible liberal as a parent, and R doesn't necessarily mean 17. It means 16 or 15.
Right, but
keep
not
your
10.
5-year-old out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not stretch it by 12 years. Let's stretch it by 1 or 2. Come on.
Well, on that note, we better go ahead and wrap up. Maybe we can continue this conversation next week.
We will.
We'll
I will
see
be
how we
back.
Feel. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again so much for coming, Kevin. It's
no
always
problem.
A pleasure to have
enjoy
you.
It.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
This has been a production of Movie Time with Kevin Stein here on Angie's Regular Airship.